Okay, so today we have a bit more of an interesting topic, one that I honestly don't really know how to describe. Basically, we've always heard those laws that each state has that don't really make a lot of sense. Like, they're never really going to come up, but they are legit laws that they have. Like, Utah has one about, like, hunting whales on horseback or something like that. And so we found an article that we wanted to go over that talks about, it says 50 craziest state laws from around the United States. So it has one from each state in alphabetical order.
Yes.
So we're just going to go through, read them, and check them out. All right.
All right, number one. In Alabama. This is so stupid. Okay. In Alabama, it's illegal to drive blindfolded.
Okay. You know how stupid this is? Why is it only in Alabama? Like, why would you drive... Why can you drive blindfolded in other states? Is that what it's implying?
Who was the reason that this law was made?
That's a good point,
actually. Who was driving blindfolded in Alabama?
And they're like, well, see, officer, it's not a law.
And they're like, well, we should look into that.
Oh, gosh.
That was a great way to start.
Sounded mad. All right, number two. In Alaska, you can't put an animal in the back of an open vehicle. Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Is it because it's cold or something, or just it's a weird Alaska thing?
It says specifically, the back of an open vehicle is off limits unless the dog's tail wags 46 inches or higher.
What the?
One pup was reported as a public nuisance.
Rough life with two Fs.
Who reported that?
And 46 why is your name Karen?
46 inches or higher. I'm not sure what that has to do with.
But what does that mean?
I don't know.
Like a 46 inches to, from bottom to top of the tail?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't fully understand that one.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, in Arizona. Ooh, that's a cool picture. In Arizona, it's illegal for a donkey to sleep in the bathtub.
Why? In the 1920s, a local dam broke, flooding a rancher's home. The rancher's donkey had become accustomed to sleeping in the bathtub, which filled with water and whisked him miles away. After working to rescue the animal, the town passed a law that prohibits donkeys from sleeping in the bathtub, though it's okay for them to stand in one.
I'm glad they clarified that. Because if I were ever in Arizona, I would want my donkey to be able to stand in a bathtub.
I just read it, and I don't think I understand what just happened.
There was a flood.
Yes. Yeah, well, okay.
The donkey was used to sleeping in the bathtub, so he slept in the bathtub.
Of course he was.
But because of the flood, he got carried away by the water.
But also, who cares?
It's a donkey.
So?
Care. I don't know.
In Arkansas, you can honk your horn near a sandwich shop after 9 p.m. You can't honk your horn near a sandwich shop after 9 p.m.
A hangry fool may be to blame for this law. But hey, most of the sandwich shops are closed in their sleepy state of Arkansas by 9 p.m. anyway. If you do feel the urge to honk after hours, you'll be disturbing the peace and you'll still be hungry.
That's a good point. You don't want to still be hungry.
I like that they put a related article here for 20 healthy sandwiches to pack for lunch. Because I feel like the only thing it has in common with this is that it's sandwiches.
Do you think you could name 20 healthy sandwiches?
No. I probably couldn't even name one.
Do you think you could name 20 sandwiches?
No.
Interesting.
Turkey.
It's going to be turkey on wheat bread. Turkey on wheat and oat bread. Turkey and ham on wheat and oat. Every combination of that. Anyway.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Exactly.
Peanut butter and honey. Anyway. Number five. In California, it's illegal to whistle for a lost canary before 7 a.m.
We're not entirely sure how this bizarre law came about, but according to California.com...
The state has a website.
The city of Berkeley, California, prohibits anyone from whistling for their lost canary before the wee hours of 7 a.m. Here's to hoping we don't lose our canaries.
How many people in California own a canary?
More than enough to pass a law.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's kind of weird. I mean, there is one that I remember on my mission, I think I've said this before here, but there's like the bird, there's the peacock in Arcadia that's like the big thing. And there are peacocks everywhere. Like literally on 4th of July, a firework went off and peacocks went flying off in all kinds of directions that you just didn't know were there because they're hiding in like trees and on people's roofs and stuff.
But
there's this huge fine if you hit one with your car. I can't remember how much it's like $100,000 or something like that.
Are you joking?
No, yeah, it's like it's legit because it's like Arcadia's bird. You don't want to kill the peacocks. It's kind
of
weird.
If you accidentally hit one with your car, you're going to have to pay a lot of money.
Yeah. I can't remember the exact number, but it was like a bizarre amount of money.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I think it might, like, to those people, it might be above the bald eagle.
Dang.
Which is crazy.
Dang.
Because we have the seagull, and you know that thing's not above the bald eagle.
Definitely not. How many seagulls have you seen in Utah?
A lot.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. You haven't?
None that came to mind. Like, I feel like I see seagulls more in like California or Florida than...
Well, yeah, sure. I don't know. I see them in like but parking lots and
now
stuff.
Now that I think about it, yeah, parking lots. I just didn't think about it.
It's kind of weird.
Availability bias is real.
Oh, gosh.
Number six.
Yes. In Colorado, it's illegal to keep a couch on your porch. Wow. That's
the university burned couches. Couches and porches are mutually exclusive. Interesting.
This law is currently active, but the verdict is still out to whether it actually prevented any couch bonfires. So it's just so people don't light them on fire?
Yes.
So it's to prevent that.
Yes.
Interesting. In Colorado, our neighbors.
Colorado would.
Yeah?
I feel like they would, you know? I don't know. They're always burning something.
That's a good point.
Number seven. Okay. In Connecticut, a pickle must be able to bounce.
Wow.
Here's a law that puts Connecticut farmers in quite a pickle. In 1948, two men were arrested for selling pickles that were unfit for human consumption. Discussing ways to check for good pickles, officials declared that a pickle is legitimate only if it bounces. The pickles in question did not bounce, so the two men were arrested and fined, and the pickles were destroyed.
Do you know what this sounds like? This sounds like people trying to prove if someone was a witch in, like...
In, like, Monty Python,
yeah,
and the
like
Holy
Monty
Grail.
Python, for example, are like, if the pickle bounces, then
it's
these guys can,
pickle.
Yeah, then these guys can live. Like, it's kind of weird.
They can go to jail if it doesn't bounce.
Yeah, that's
quite the predicament.
Interesting. So they just thought they were unfit.
I guess. Weird.
Number eight, in Delaware, you can't sell dog hair.
Okay, who is selling dog hair?
People in Delaware, and apparently only Delaware.
No, they can't sell it in Delaware.
Well, yeah, but that's probably why it started.
Okay.
State residents of Delaware were barred?
That's barred, yeah.
Barred from selling the hair of a dog or cat. We wonder how much money residents used to be able to cash in for all the hair left on the sofa. Related. Nine best pet hair removing products on Amazon that actually work.
The related articles are not really related. I don't... That's weird. Anyway.
I don't know. If you want, like, in our state, we could sell dog hair, so we want the best hair removing products.
That's true.
Amazon.
They're like, if you're not in Delaware, then.
Well, do I have some good news for you?
That's crazy.
All right, that was dumb.
In Florida, legal parking fees towards animals must be paid. Sounds like Jumanji was real once upon a time in Florida, because legal fees have to be paid for animal parking, including elephants, camels, and horses. According to Country Living, this law took effect in the 1920s when the Ringling Bros Circus moved its winter show operations to Florida. So if you park your horse, you have to just pay a fee?
I guess.
To park it there?
Is it weird for me to say that doesn't sound super unreasonable?
No.
Because,
I mean, people used to ride horses.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
You park your car there.
And the circus, it makes sense that there would be elephants and camels also included there.
And, like, my car is not going to poop.
That's a good point.
You know, that's kind of a mess to have animals there. So I feel like having a little parking fee toward them kind of makes
sense. But is it in places that a car would have to pay a parking fee also? Or is it in that cars are fine?
If I'm about to park my car, I'm not going to pull up next to an elephant, camel, or horse. So, I don't know. I've never run into that situation.
I've never been in Florida trying to park a freaking elephant, so...
Let's see. 10. In Georgia, it's illegal to live on a boat for more than 30 days. Oh, buoy. Oh, my gosh. I hate these puns.
These puns are bad.
If you're planning to retire on a boat, the Peach State is definitely not the place for you. According to state law, it is prohibited to live on a boat for more than a month.
Why?
It didn't say why. It's just, you just can't.
I don't understand. Unless, do they just not have a lot of places for the boats to go? Is that why?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like, do you need to have a place of residence to live and you can't have that on a boat? I don't know. Like, I feel like all of the other laws so far have been justified in some way, even if they're stupid, like the dog being in the back of a truck. Even the bouncing
pickles.
The bouncing pickles even made more sense about why. This is just like, yeah, you just can't do it. Sorry. Tough luck.
Weird. All right. That is weird. All right, number 11. In Hawaii, it's illegal to place a coin in one's ear.
Oh.
This strange law was enacted to protect the Kingdom of Hawaii coinage when Hawaii officially joined the United States in 1900. So it wasn't even, like, for the safety of the people. It was just like, we want our coins to be okay.
Yeah, I guess.
That's kind of crazy, low-key.
Hmm. Yeah, that's, but it's still a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Weird.
That is...
Interesting.
That sure is something.
I guess that's straightforward enough.
Yeah.
All right. In Idaho, it's illegal to sweep debris into the streets. One man's trash is certainly not another man's treasure in Idaho, as it's illegal to sweep debris onto streets, highways, alleys, or any road used for public travel. If only other cities would enforce this law. I mean, and oh, by the way, related, how to dispose of everything, including old cell phones, mattresses, and batteries. So don't sweep your old cell phones into the street.
I don't know who would be doing that. Yeah, let me just sweep my mattress into the street real quick. So does that mean just, like, any sort of dust, or, like...
I think, like, this guy in the picture is like, sweeping off the street, or sweeping off the sidewalk into the street.
So you just can't do that?
I guess not. But I feel like it does make sense, because a lot of places have, like, street sweeping come by, and you don't have sidewalk sweeping. So,
no idea.
I don't know. Kind of weird.
No idea. Okay. In Illinois, it's legal for underage culinary students to drink alcohol.
Weird.
In 2012, the state passed a law nicknamed Sip and Spit, which allows culinary students under 21 years of age to legally taste, by sipping and spitting, alcoholic beverages based on the reasoning that students need to learn how to taste wine during the early years of culinary school. Cheers to a well-rounded, or should we say full-bodied, learning experience.
Hmm. So, they're not really drinking
it. Yeah, they're not really drinking it. They're just
kinda, tasting it.
Yeah, they're just tasting it.
Weird.
Is that illegal in other states?
I guess.
That's
interesting.
Quite interesting.
Let's see. In Indiana, it's illegal to ride a horse above 10 miles per hour. Hopefully your horse has a speedometer. No horse shall be driven, in quotes, at a speed above 10 miles per hour in Indiana due to high-speed horse races back in the day. So, saying only on the street or some public place like that, or if you have a horse on like some big property, you literally can't.
I have no idea. Have
that thing go wild.
I think that's a really weird law, but that's why they're the craziest.
It's true.
So because there were high speed horse races back in the day, are they just trying to like fix the problems in all their horses, or are they just like, man, we had a lot of races back then, let's just make sure they go slow now?
It like just caused a bunch of problems, other problems probably. Yeah, I don't know.
My question is, who's riding their horse around town in Indiana? Like, I'm sure somebody would.
I'm sure they do.
Is a cop going to really measure if they're going?
You radar 10 a horse.
Miles, yeah. Radar a horse, exactly.
That's another good point. How do you know, I guess?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Seems interesting.
Yeah. All right, 15. In Iowa, you can't throw a brick onto a highway.
Oh.
This corn state law seems to be written in stone. Throwing bricks or any other dangerous instruments or toys, for that matter, onto a highway, street, or any public ground is prohibited in Iowa, unless you have written permission from the city council. So you're telling me, if I have a brick and I want to throw it onto the ground in a park, I have to get written permission?
You can get written permission.
Also that.
In Iowa?
What do you want to do? Oh, I just want to throw this brick on the ground. Oh, okay, sure.
So, yeah, that's kind of... But it's one of those things that I feel like just logically the law should prohibit. For example, yes. Like around Halloween, if you're taking people's pumpkins and smashing them on the freeway, like I feel like that's not really... legal, you know, like you shouldn't be able to do that, but no one's gonna get permission to do that. The people are still gonna do it, even because it's like just wrong, you know?
Written permission. That's that's interesting.
In Kansas, tire screeching is banned. Another disturbing the peace victim for you. If you live in Kansas, make sure your gears are greased and your tires are checked, as tire screeching is not only considered unlawful, but painfully annoying to listen to.
Yeah,
what were you going to say?
I think that's stupid, but...
What's stupid?
You know, like, you can't really control the screeching of your tires. Like, yeah, it's annoying, but live with it.
Yeah,
switching
well...
Karen.
I think it's people that are doing it, like, on purpose.
Ooh. Why? Guys... There comes a point when we need to just be more intelligent. And number 17 is it. In Kentucky, a woman cannot marry the same man 4 times.
Who figured that out?
Hopefully, third time really is the charm.
Wow.
Yeah, who made it so that that law had to go into motion?
Interesting. Why is it according to Women's Day?
I don't know. I'm guessing that's a magazine of some sort.
Hmm. Interesting.
Perhaps.
Naturally.
As one does.
Cool. And number 18. In Louisiana, it's illegal to send a surprise pizza. Oh, I've heard about this one before. Well, we sure do wish this would happen more to us, but sending an unprompted pizza is actually considered harassment in Louisiana. Triple check your address if you live in the Pelican State, or else you may be handing over a $500 fine. Yeah, have you heard this story before?
No.
Basically, there was this guy, he, like, never figured out, but there was someone that kept ordering pizzas and sending them to his house, and, like, it was, like, every day he would get this pizza delivered, and it was driving him crazy, so he, like, decided to move to a different part of town, and then it, like, kept happening, and he's like, what on earth, and...
I would be genuinely
scared.
I'm
pretty sure that's what this one is.
But also, $500 for that? Like, if it's happened more than once, sure, but if you accidentally do it one time...
Well...
That's crazy.
But I think they kind of know if it's a thing like that that's happening, because I don't know. Also, if you're able to send harassment pizzas like that to someone, I feel like you can afford a $500 fine.
Harassment pizzas. That's a good point. Like, if you're sending somebody a pizza every single day for like 2 weeks.
It's just like you said, it's funny that it happened to the point where it has to be a law.
It's true. Number 19. In Maine, it's illegal to park in front of Dunkin' Donuts. You donut.
Oh, gosh.
Even know how much the town of South Berwick, Maine loves its Dunkin' Donuts coffee. This law was enacted because the coffee and donut train is a hot spot, and the parking lot can turn into a mega traffic jam. Talk about a caffeine rush. Okay. Like, do they mean on the road in front of it? Probably.
Maybe.
Not like a parking lot.
Well, I don't think they would make a parking lot in front of Dunkin' Donuts if it was illegal.
That's, yeah. So
I guess on
the
street. Probably
just on the street.
That's kind of
How long do you think it'll take before that happens to In-N-Out?
There's no way the line to Dunkin' Donuts is worse than any In-N-Out at any hour of the day.
There's a traffic jam.
Yeah, but Utah has other worries, like hunting whales, apparently.
On horseback.
Exactly. In Maryland, sleeveless shirts are banned in public parts. You definitely won't like this one if you're a fan of muscle tees. In Baltimore, it's technically considered a park rule violation to be in a public park with a sleeveless shirt. Yes, even if you're out for a run. Related, where to buy the best cheap workout clothes in 2020?
The relateds have no correlation, except for the topic, the main topic. Okay, I guess I could see that, but who made this happen? You know?
That guy.
It's like, who took
the
time to care so much about what other people are wearing that they made it a law?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even say it's a law. It's like a park of rule violation.
A violation is
so
illegal.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of weird.
That is weird. Number 21. In Massachusetts, it's illegal to tell fortunes without a certificate.
Dang.
Another hurdle. A fortune teller must live in Massachusetts for at least 1 year in order to apply for a license. This helps prohibit physics. Nope.
Close.
Gravity does not exist. This law helps prohibit psychics from taking all of your moolah in exchange for false predictions.
I learned how to spell moolah today. And psychics. Or you did, at least.
I learned how to read it. That's
great. Interesting.
Okay.
Is that like a fortune teller if you earn money for it or something like that?
Like, I think so, yeah.
It's kind of...
If it's free, I don't have any idea.
Do you think that could have something to do why Chinese fortune cookies aren't actually fortunes anymore?
I don't think so. I think
could
they just gave up.
Could there be something like that? They just gave up.
They're like, we just don't have any more fortunes for you. Or the movie Freaky Friday scared them enough that they stopped doing it.
Haven't seen it. I would love to think it was for a stupid rule like this. Where it's like, oh, it's illegal in one of the states. We don't have a certificate, so...
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think a cookie is different than a person.
Well, yeah, thanks, Kevin. A cookie is different than a person. In Michigan, you can't tell your vehicle... Wait.
Sell.
You can't sell your vehicle on a Sunday. This law was enacted way back in 1953. It is unlawful to sell, trade, or buy motor vehicles on a Sunday in Michigan due to religious reasons. According to the Wolverine State, time is better spent with family, friends, or at church. Interesting.
Okay. Michigan is not the state I would have pegged for that, but...
You correct that from Utah.
I'd say probably Utah or Nevada. Not Nevada. Who am I kidding? That's where Las Vegas is.
Wow.
I don't know.
Las Vegas, therefore bad, is what you're saying?
Minnesota. In Minnesota. In Minnesota, dirty tires are banned. Driving through Minnesota soon, make sure you get your car washed prior, as dirty tires are considered a public nuisance if they deposit mud, dirt, or other substances on a street or highway.
Or other substances.
What other substances would you have driven through?
Come on. Come on, Camden. Use your imagination.
Oh, I am. Don't you worry.
Oh, that's a Pringles can right there. In Mississippi, nutrition labels cannot be enforced. In 2013, lawmakers barred towns from forcing restaurants to include nutrition information or calorie counts on menus. The same bill, also known as the Anti-Bloomberg Bill, bans committees from requiring restaurants to limit portion sizes. At least you're kept in the dark when it's cheat day. So basically they don't have to have nutrition labels.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
But it's not like...
How did you know... Okay, guys, how did he know this was a Pringles can? Look at this.
I could just put the picture up.
That's a good point, actually. How did you know?
Look at it. It looks... It has, like, the curvature. Like, look, you can see...
It's got the curvature of a Pringles can.
There's, like, it curves over. I don't know if it's a Pringles can. 110 calories per... Oh, no, it says one tablespoon on it. So it's probably not. It just looks like it's the same kind of can.
Crazy. Okay. All right. Number 25. In Missouri, bear wrestling is banned.
Cool.
This law was initiated due to animal cruelty violations and is still in effect today. Related, 30 plus endangered animals that need our help. Uh-uh. Okay, I thought they were just saying, like, a bear, if a bear is wrestling another bear, then
you thought we that's shoot what it
the
was.
Bear or arrest the bear. This makes a lot more sense now.
Wow, that explains why you were a lot more, Yeah.
I thought we were going, like, cocaine bear or something, you know? Gosh. You can't be wrestling here.
I don't even know. Think about it. All right, we're halfway through. In Montana, it's illegal to give a rat a present. Sad
As
news.
As a present.
Wait.
That's very different.
You're right. That makes a lot more sense. It's illegal to give a rat as a present.
I want
to
throw a rat a birthday party and give it lots of presents. I think that would be fun.
Well, I thought, yeah, I don't know. Bad news if you were planning to have a pet rat in Big Sky Country. In Montana, it is unlawful to raise, sell, or give away rats except as food for reptiles, birds of prey, or both.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I guess in Montana, you're more likely to get a better gift than a rat.
I'm pretty sure there are things that are worse than a rat.
Well, but imagine a dead rat. You open a box and you're like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Feed it to your reptile or bird of prey. Or both at the same time.
Which, I don't know what else you'd use it for.
So I have fair, no idea what that, you would use it for.
That makes a little bit more sense.
In Nebraska, you can't get married if you have a venereal disease. Venereal disease? Oh, that's a nice way of saying STDs. a person afflicted with this kind of disease can't marry in the state of Nebraska.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think I've ever heard that word before.
Well, just the realization was funny. I was going to, like, look it up or something, but you just brute force through it. Okay. Anything else with that?
No. Moving on.
Okay. Well, 28. In Nevada, it's illegal to sit on sidewalks. The Silver State never sleeps, or even rests for that matter. It's unlawful to sit or lie down on public sidewalks in Reno, Nevada, as it interferes with the primary purpose of the sidewalk and threatens public safety.
Okay.
Those guys in the picture are just chilling next to Mr. Big Stuff, so it's too bad for them.
Mr. Big Stuff.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't know.
29. In New Hampshire, it's unlawful to pick up seaweed off the beach. Why? In 1973, New Hampshire outlawed carrying or picking up seaweed off the beach at night. Specifically at night. It's rumored that in colonial times, seaweed was used as fertilizer and was thus a hot commodity.
Oh, naturally.
So they just kept that law because they could.
I feel like I've actually heard that before.
You probably have.
Because I thought someone was like, oh, if you find the seaweed, then you can sell it and make money because it's used as this. Interesting. I don't know. Yeah.
That's interesting.
In New Jersey, bulletproof Jersey Mike's, not Jersey Mike's, bulletproof vests are banned while committing a crime. Oh, that sounds like it does not
so
make any sense.
So if you're going to commit a crime, don't do it with a bulletproof vest because that's illegal.
Here's the thing.
Wouldn't you just be committing a crime while
committing a crime, anything else you do is illegal. Okay, because it says this was amended in 1999 for the record, so I guess they couldn't find anything else for New Jersey. This Garden State law prohibits people from wearing bulletproof vests while you're committing or attempting to commit a crime. If caught, a person can be charged separately for it.
Well, everything is legal in New Jersey, so.
That's what they say. I'm sure that someone
is there anything else you want to say on that?
No.
I think it's weird. All right. In New Mexico, idiots are banned from voting.
As in quotes, by the way.
Related article, 20 voting quotes that will inspire you to take action on election day.
Take action.
Idiots as well as insane persons convicted of a felonious or infamous crime. To our knowledge, this crazy law isn't enforced anywhere else.
Do they literally call it idiots?
That's what it says in parentheses or in quotation marks, so I don't know.
New Mexico, gotta love it. That's crazy, actually, though. I mean, I think, I guess it makes sense in some way, but if they actually call it idiots, then that's wild.
I think I'm an idiot. I can't vote.
All right. In New York, slippers are banned after 10 p.m. Bad news for those who love rocking some fashionable comfy slippers all day and night around the house. One old law says that slippers are not to be worn after dark in New York, though we can't imagine how this law exactly came about.
I feel like some people just made laws because they could, and it shows.
If you could make any law, what would you make?
Not something about slippers.
Really?
I'd probably say, like, people can't be stupid.
That's basically what the other law said.
Exactly. No, I'm just kidding. In North Carolina, drunk bingo is unlawful. People can do that. All right. Well,
I don't know.
How's this for a party foul you never saw coming? Apparently, it's illegal in North Carolina to sell or consume any alcoholic beverage in a room while a bingo game is being played.
Related. 17 best board games for adults who like to party.
I don't know what to say about that. Where did it come from?
Where did it go, though?
Where did it come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
All right, let's go on. I don't know. It's just a thing.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's like no alcohol and bingo in the same room, basically.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All right. In North Dakota, you can't shoot fireworks after 11 p.m. 4th of July must be pretty tame in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I keep reading the wrong name. Fireworks are banned after 11 p.m. as it's a violation of disturbing the peace. However, you're safe to fire as early as 8 a.m. Fireworks and eggs, anyone? Related. Here's everything you need to know to stay safe this 4th of July. But only this 4th of July.
I can see why they would have, like, a limit of where they, like, you can't do it after 11 p.m. But why would somebody set them off at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Because they can. You haven't heard that?
No.
Oh, well, you get up at 8 a.m. more.
In Ohio, it's illegal to sell dyed chickens.
Is that what that is?
Yes. Rainbow rabbits and chickens are banned from sale displays in Akron, Ohio, due to animal cruelty violations. Buy peeps instead. That is a really interesting picture of chickens.
Especially since peeps aren't that good.
Peeps are delicious. We should do a peeps episode.
No, we shouldn't.
Please? I love peeps. We'll worry about it when springtime
comes. I'm sure we will.
Yeah, it's not really anything else I need to say on that. It's weird.
It's weird. I mean, they're like, just don't dye your animals.
Don't dye your chicken.
But only rabbits and chickens. All right. In Oklahoma, tripping a horse is outlawed. It is prohibited to promote, engage in, or be employed at a horse tripping event in Oklahoma after it was ruled unlawful due to animal cruelty. Did it say employment, or was did I read that wrong?
Yeah, no, it says employ. That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Huh, okay.
Where do you work? Oh, I trip horses. Like, what the actual crap?
Interesting. Naturally. Not much else I can say about that.
37. In Oregon, it's illegal to go hunting in a cemetery.
I feel like it's just messed up.
Most people bring flowers to a cemetery, but apparently some brought guns back in the day. This became illegal in the Beaver State after a hunter was charged with harvesting an animal on cemetery grounds.
Gosh. Oregon, what are you doing, man?
What is going on in their mind? Truly, what is going on in their mind?
I'm going to have to let some people know about this.
You know people in Oregon? Oh, never mind.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. My cousin's in Oregon. That's not what I meant.
That's where Chris is from.
Who's that?
The guy that I was talking about in my class.
You keep saying that. I don't know. Okay, it doesn't matter.
That we saw at the Institute today.
Some one time for about 3 seconds. Not even sure if it was him.
Number 38.
In Pennsylvania, you're breaking the law if you pay a psychic. Okay, so let me get this straight. What was it? Massachusetts? Is that the only one? I don't remember what one it was.
You have to pay to be a psychic.
You have to pay to be a psychic and have a certificate. And in Pennsylvania, you can't
pay a psychic.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Fortune tellers in the Keystone State probably aren't too psyched about this ban.
Oh, my God.
Oh, brother. But it's actually illegal in Pennsylvania to engage in things like fortune telling, tarot card reading, or the like monetary compensation. The like for monetary compensation. Mm-hmm. You'll have to go somewhere else if you want to get your palms read. I don't understand the fascination.
Yeah, because it's all fake. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
Wait, doesn't your sister's roommate do tarot cards?
I don't know. I mean, it could be.
She's not going to get paid in Pennsylvania.
Well, she also doesn't have a license, so she can't do wherever else that was. Her certificate, I mean.
Massachusetts. 39. In Rhode Island, it's illegal to race a horse on a highway. That seems self-explanatory. But who was dumb enough to be there so that this law had to be made? This old law from the Ocean State prohibits racing or testing the speed of a horse over a public highway. Failure to comply will result in a $20 fine or imprisonment of 10 days or less.
Because those are the same.
It's not even... The pizza was $500. This is riding a horse on a highway.
Yeah, you accidentally give somebody else a free pizza and it's $500.
$20.
Or imprisonment of 10 days.
Oh no, which is the same as $20. Jail. What? Like, actually, what?
So you're saying prison is $2 a day?
Is it?
I mean, it's $20 fine or 10 days.
That's a good point. That's who doesn't have
$20? $20 fine.
Actually,
don't.
I don't have $20.
All right. In South Carolina, oh goodness, let me try that again. In South Carolina, you can't play pinball if you're a minor. Sorry, kids, minors under 18 years old aren't allowed to play pinball machines in South Carolina. And if temptation gets the best of you, you'll be handed a status offense violation. Status offense violation. Better stick to harmless board games at home. Related, the 20 best board games for kids, according to parents and experts.
Why?
Who's an expert in board games?
Pinball's cool.
Yeah.
It's like my childhood a little bit.
Like legit pinball?
No. Just online. Kate's family has a pinball machine, though, that's Hook-themed. Like that movie with Robin Williams.
That's weird.
It's pretty cool, though.
I don't think I've ever actually used a pinball machine. Like
Don't think I have either.
I think that's just before our time a bit.
Yeah.
But I'm still wanting to know what an expert in board games is.
I would like to know how to become one, truly.
Yeah.
Number 41. In South Dakota, it's illegal to sleep in the cheese factory.
Oh, interesting. Not cheese cake, cheese. Apparently,
this was outlawed with the same logic behind not falling asleep at the wheel. It's not the wisest idea to be operating large machinery while dozing off. However, if the cheese is packaged, you're in the clear to work around the clock.
Okay.
Are you confused also?
Well... Why do they have to call back to the other one about blindfold driving? Yeah, blindfold driving and cheese factory, same thing.
I think it's just talking about the concept of falling asleep while you're driving.
Yeah, but also, whatever. It's a cheese factory.
That's a weird rule.
Oh, what the? All right. In Tennessee, it's illegal to share your Netflix password. Wait, that's it? Passed in 2011, this law directed at hackers who sell login credentials in bulk. However, other individuals, who share passwords and don't live under the same roof, are also included. Oops. Related, the 20 best net... Gosh. The 10 best new Netflix shows you'll be utterly obsessed with in 2020. Gee, I wonder when this article came out.
Yeah.
It's
2025.
Basically, they're like... Hacking is bad, so we're going to make a law in one of 50 states.
Yeah, I thought that was more than just Tennessee, but...
Well, I think it's a bigger thing now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's not 2020 anymore.
Yeah, it's not. Fun fact.
I hate people. Okay, in Texas, you can't sell a human eye. Other human organs and tissues are included in this law, too, like the kidney, liver, heart, lung, pancreas, bone, or any other organ that doesn't include hair or blood. So you can sell hair.
And blood.
And blood.
And or. Cool.
Why would you sell a human eyeball?
If you have one laying around.
Why?
Great note that.
You're fine.
Oh, here we go. All right.
I did not buckle know this.
Up. Buckle up and pay attention. In Utah, biting is banned in boxing. All we can say is the match that made passing this law necessary was probably nothing like the studio class that you took last week. Unfortunately, the origin is unknown, but maybe it's best to keep this one under wraps.
Okay, hear me out. The Fighting Preacher.
Never saw it.
Never mind. That's interesting, though. I did not know that. But honestly, who's boxing in Utah?
Well, biting while boxing, especially.
I know, but who's boxing in Utah in general?
I think there are a lot of people.
Okay, well.
Like, for example, your studio class. If
you
box
and you live in Utah, comment.
I don't think it's a huge competitive scene, but I don't know.
45. In Vermont, it's illegal for women to wear fake teeth without their husband's approval. Oh my gosh. Okay. Here's one jaw-dropping law for you. In Vermont, it's technically mandatory for women to get written permission from their husbands if you want to opt for false teeth. Better let your hubby know you're eyeing those shiny veneers.
Good to know. Is it? What about the other way around? So men can wear their wife's fake teeth without approval. Right?
No, just fake teeth in general.
No, wait, what? Oh, it just says fake teeth. Okay, I thought it said... Okay, I read that wrong. I'm dyslexic, so...
No, he's not.
I might be.
He might be.
Okay, that I guess makes that make more sense. I don't know. In Virginia, you can't go trick-or-treating if you're over 14 years old. In Chesapeake City, children over the age of 14 are banned from trick or treating due to mass complaints of older teens wreaking havoc on Halloween. The same ordinance also prohibits trick or treating after 8 p.m. Related, 25 scary and sweet Halloween facts to trick your friends.
That makes sense, honestly. I hate when teenagers show up at our house.
When did you stop trick or treating?
Probably in 6th grade when I was 12.
Really?
Probably.
Dang.
I didn't really like it. To be fair.
Yeah, it's probably when I got in high school, I'd imagine. I went, like, I...
14.
That's probably when I wasn't, like, dressed up and running around at houses, I guess.
It's just not as fun when you're older.
Well, yeah.
In Washington, it's illegal to attach a vending machine to a utility pole. Strange as it sounds, it's unlawful in the Evergreen State to commit this act without permission of the utility involved. The logic is that it's a hazard to the lives of electrical workers.
Naturally.
What is a utility pole? I mean, pole. What do they mean by that? Call me dumb.
Let's just see what it says specifically, because I think it's where utilities are on some kind of pool. There it is, look up. A tall pole used to carry telephone wires and other utility lines above the ground. A telephone pole.
Okay, so
that's
kind
of what I had in mind, but I wasn't 100% honest.
Interesting. Okay.
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's about all I have.
That's, yeah.
All right, in West Virginia, hats are banned in theaters. We all have bad hair days every once in a while, but it's a no-go if you're planning to wear a hat to the movies, as one old law bans the wearing of hats in theaters and performances based on the fact that they obstruct other people's views.
Okay, but what about tall people in general?
Well, probably when this law was passed, I bet people weren't tall back then.
They're all the size of children.
I mean, we were taller than we used to be.
That's true. Okay. In Wisconsin, butter substitutes are banned without permission. Apparently, nothing is better than Wisconsin's butter. A public eating establishment may not serve margarine as a substitute for butter unless requested by the customer in fear of sudden allergic reactions.
Interesting.
That should be everywhere. I think so. I hate margarine.
Did not know you had such
unless it's for baking. Margarine. Unless it's for baking, there's no point for margarine to be existing.
Dang, you care a lot about this.
I hate margarine. I thought... When I was little, I thought that there was margarine in the fridge. Or, I mean, I thought there was butter in the fridge, but it was margarine. And I put it on my toast, and I wanted to cry because it was so disgusting.
The toast or the margarine?
The margarine on my toast. It ruined my toast.
Ruined
it. I had a terrible day because of that margarine. Have you ever tried margarine?
Well, sure. I don't think it's...
I don't think so.
Really?
It's disgusting. Anyway...
Okay.
Number 50. Just a specific story.
In Wyoming, buildings that cost $100,000 or more must display pricey art. New buildings that cost such a pretty penny to build must have 1% of funds allocated to art for the building. This law was enacted thanks to NSAA's mission to strengthen state art agencies. Related, 15 DIY wall decor ideas to instantly upgrade any blank space.
Okay, that's kind of strange, but that's...
Is that saying, like, public buildings or, like, homes?
No, probably just public buildings. Because if they're being built by the city, then they have to also have art.
Huh. And pricey art.
Because if it's your house, I don't think anybody cares if there's art in your house.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of paying for your house.
$100,000 or more. So it's like every building.
It's Wyoming. I don't think it's every building.
Well, they say there's a pretty girl behind every tree in Wyoming. So...
Who says that?
A lot of people, actually.
There are a lot of trees in Wyoming. You know that, right?
No, not really. not a lot of pretty girls. I didn't say there was a few of either of those things. I was just saying it's a fact.
I don't think it's a fact.
It has to be.
I've looked behind many a trees. And, no, I'm just kidding.
You have, huh?
How many people have said it?
How many? I don't know. How many people have not said it?
Everybody. Nobody has said it.
Oh, I have, and I've heard other people okay, say I've it. Heard so you you're everybody already else. Wrong.
Everybody else besides you has okay, said it. Well, has not said it.
You just don't like being wrong. That's all.
I think it's really funny that they related the DIY wall decor ideas to the pricey art.
You know, I think you've liked that about a lot of things. And then, in case you're curious, up next it recommends the biggest mistakes you are making when loading your dishwasher from Good Housekeeping.
Yeah, and we're not going to get into that because I don't have a dishwasher. Do you have a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Must be nice. Doo-doo-doo. Just kidding. Oh, all right, I think that's it for today.
I think so. Thank you, Good Housekeeping, for the list of 50 yes. things. This was truly... there's no word to describe it.
It was truly...
It happened.
It was truly, period.
It was truly an episode 9 experience.
Yes, it was. Scamper
Badgers. I sure hope it's episode 9.
We'll see you next week.